نبي حبه جنة، وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة. علي حبه جنة قسيم النار والجنة، وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين. Talking about the 31st letter of Nahj al-Balagha, written from Amir al-Mu'in alayhi salam to his son Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba as the commandment for or letter of will for Imam Hassan alayhi salam. He describes the stance or defines and clearly draws the image of who we are in this dunya by saying that we are the Halif al-Humum. We are an ally. Halif means ally or someone who is in unionship with the Humum, with the worries and with the sorrows of this dunya. Qareen al-Ahzan. Qareen al-Ahzan. This is what that the majority of the people in this world are being a target of. Neighbor of griefs. And look, if we become truly mu'min, the Holy Quran says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. The true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has reached this state of becoming awliya Allah, they do not have huzn and they do not have fear, khawf. Huzn returns to what? Huzn is usually refers to the past. If you have made mistake, if you regret something we have done in the past, we have griefs over it. We wish or we regret it. We wish that we would get another chance to make up for it, to compensate for what we have done wrong in the past. Imam says, any human being in this dunya is qareen al-ahzan. They are the neighbor of griefs because of what they have done in the past. And this is the initial level for those who have not built their nafs, who have not combated their egos, who have been without any guidance and living a happy, comfy life. And then as we grow, as we become better, our huzn doesn't fade away. It becomes a better huzn, a deeper huzn. For example, the sorrows that we have will not be summarized to this worldly sorrows. Oh, I'm not just sorrowful because I'm having certain health condition or my children are suffering from certain things. Rather, my huzn becomes being away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being away from our beloved Imam of time. The huzn becomes meaningful. This sorrow and grief that we have will become meaningful. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back again.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the master of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Gate of Knowledge is a beautiful program that talks about the 31st letter of Nahj al-Balagha from Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam to Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. We are talking about the fact that in this world, we, all of us, we are neighbor of griefs. But what really defines our status, what really differentiates between each and every one of us is the type of the grief that we have. The better we become, the more complete we become, the more we spiritually get elevated and grow, the grief that we have will become more meaningful. If someone is shedding tears for the cause of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that means they're such a great people. That means that they have left aside their own personal griefs from this dunya and they have only focused on the importance of this life, the essence of this life. They have become a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all neighbors of ahzan. We are all neighbors of sorrows. But we choose what type of sorrow we intake. If that sorrow and pain will grow us a stronger person, a better person, or would it weaken us? Let's ask ourselves this question repetitively and over the course of time. And then Imam says, victim of distress. When nusubil afat. Look, one of my friends is working in a pharmacy in one of the Western countries. And he was telling me, brother, do you know what is the majority of medications people purchase? Or what is the majority of prescriptions asking in our pharmacy? And I was wondering, I said, is it related to heart disease? Is it related to certain type of health condition? And he said, no, majority of them are anti-stress, anti-depression medications that we are selling. And he was wondering, he said, I always wonder why in this world that we have so much of comfort and convenience that is accessible to us. We have better cars compared to the people who were living before us. We have better houses. We have access to more technology compared to any time prior to us in the history. Yet, depression is at its most. Suicide is at its highest rate, especially in the countries that they advertise a better life. A more convenient life. Let's take another break and we'll get back together.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Dear respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, the program Gate of Knowledge, we were talking about the 31st letter of Nahjul Balagha. We got to the point that in this life of dunya, we are all nusubil afat, the victims of distresses. The lives that we have made for ourselves is really a prison of dreams and sorrows and pains of the past and the fears that we have about future. And the only way to get freed from such prison that we have made for ourselves is to become truly mu'min, to believe in Allah and have that belief to become a part of our spirit. Let it enter our hearts. Let what we claim that we believe and we have faith in enter our heart. Then Imam says, وَنُصُبِ الْآفَادِ وَالسَّرِيءِ الشَّهَوَاتِ, who has been overpowered, who has been defeated, who is on the ground by the desires. This is, in fact, the result or the consequence of following shahawat. You become sari', you become overpowered, you get defeated, you lose everything. There have been so many people and individuals in the course throughout the history who have had special abilities and great potentials to do greatest things in science and any field that they were in. But because of following their desires, their abilities and their skills and their potentials all got wasted and faded away just because of following shahawat. So Imam says, a human being is sari' al-shahawat, overpowered by the desires. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us control over our desires so that inshallah we can express our potentials towards implementing them into the right goals in life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه